Carnival of Venice attracted people from far and wide in Baroque times. Not only was there the chance to dispense of all inhibitions while wearing masks, but there was also a chance to overindulge in music. In the year 1729, the carnival was exceptional in the history of music. Over the space of 2 months, the opera houses were packed because of performances by leading singers of the day. The famous castrato Farinelli was in Venice for the first time. Another castrato, Senesino, was there, and so was the leading soprano, Faustina Bordoni. Senesino and Bordoni were in Venice because they had had disagreements with Handel back in London. Handel himself was also there, hoping to lure Farinelli to England, and at the same time absorbing some musical ideas for his own future operas. There were no shortage of fashionable composers writing the new operas for this glorious time: Porpora, Leo, and Albinoni. The 7 opera houses of Venice vied to attract the best singers, and the Venetians relished the scandals and rivalries connected with these stars. From Porpora's opera, Semiramide Riconoscuta, here is the aria In Braccio il Mi Fore. It was written for Farinelli, who played the part of an Egyptian prince. The aria gives the idea not only of Farinelli's high range, but also his agility and his breath control. This impressive performance is by Anne Hallenberg with Il Pom d'Oro in her recent released CD called Carnival 1729. Was Porpora's aria In Braccio il Mil Fore, and that was performed by Anne Hallenberg with Il Pom d'Oro.